I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodhi, and I am your host. And if you don't know, Kilowatt is a podcast about electric vehicles, renewable energy, autonomous driving, and much, much more. And on today's episode, it's going to be very, very short, today's episode. So I'm going to pull back the curtain just a little bit and just kind of talk about what's been going on with me and just kind of where we're at and why today's episode is going to be so brief. First up, I at my real job, it has been very, very busy because I don't know if you've noticed, but the flu, COVID, and other illnesses are way up, which means people call firefighters for help, which means we don't get a lot of sleep. So for the last couple of weeks, we've been pretty busy. On top of that, family members have, you know, gotten these little sicknesses and illnesses. And that's made it more difficult just to get regular daily things done. And then on top of that, it was the holidays. And on top of that was just like, you just add whatever you think you should add on top of that. It's the last, I would say, 6 weeks felt like a sprint. So I had the interview with Mark pre-recorded, and I had an interview with Steve pre-recorded. You guys got that last week. And the goal was last week, because I already had last week done, I was going to prepare for the electric motorcycle week, which was supposed to be this week. Unfortunately, because of a lot of different reasons, I was not able to get the electric motorcycle episodes done. But, you know, that not the end of the world. I have Monday, which is Christmas, to do them, or Tuesday. And what I find myself, where I'm at right now, is that I am burned out. I'm struggling to find a compelling way to present the information that I have on electric motorcycles. It's just falling short, and it's honestly, it's not very good. And it's not the electric motorcycles aren't interesting. It's just that I am really struggling trying to put it together in a way that makes sense in my head so that I can present it to you. Now, having said all of that, this morning I dropped my son off at his grandpa's house, and my daughter and I had a whole day to spend together, and I spent most of it working on an episode which is not going to air because it's terrible. And I pretty much ignored my daughter. She was cool with it. You know, she's playing with her toys, watching her iPad or whatever. But I had an opportunity to spend a whole day one-on-one with my daughter, and I didn't. Which, in my mind, is worse than not putting out a show. So it is 4 o'clock in the afternoon. We dropped my son off at 10. We got back home about 11:30. So for about 4.5 hours, I haven't really hung out with my daughter, when I probably should have been playing games and just watching TV and doing stupid stuff together. So I am going to rectify that by hanging out with my kid for the rest of the evening. She has she's going to a friend's house for a little bit, but I'm going to hang out with her until she goes to her friend's house. And then tomorrow I'm going to hang out with her in the morning time when it's just the two of us. So I tell you all of that so I can tell you this. I'm going to This might be the only episode I put out this week. Maybe I'll put something out on Friday, but on Thursday, about, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, my daughter and my son are going to switch, and then I'll have an opportunity to spend one-on-one time with my son. So I honestly don't know if I'm going to put out another episode this week. Maybe I'll put out some news. I'm going to have to couch the electric motorcycle episodes because I had a thought and a plan for how those would work, and it's just not coming together. And I'm trying to force something that is not, just not working. And it could be because I'm just really, really tired. Or it could be because it's the way that I'm trying to do it isn't going to work. So I'm going to have to rethink that. It might be better just to do interviews and see if I can't get some of those people from the electric motorcycle companies that I was looking at on the show to interview them. I'm going to have to rethink it, basically is what I'm saying. But this is going to be a fast episode because I'm going to go hang out with my kid. She's taking a shower right now, and then we have a couple hours before I got to take her to her friend's house. And I'm going to try and make up for a little bit of time. And, you know, as far as this show goes, I would not expect there to be an episode on Friday. If there is an episode on Friday, it's going to be really short, and it's just going to be some basic news. And we'll be back up and going on Tuesday just like normal. But for whatever reason, this week, it's just not working out for me. I could barely put together a string of thoughts that are cohesive right now. So maybe it's just better that I take the week off and re-energize a little bit. All right. I apologize to everybody. I hope you understand. And if I don't talk to you on Friday, I will definitely talk to you on Tuesday with a brand new episode and a lot more energy. All right, everybody. Hope y'all, again, had a wonderful holiday. Hope y'all have a wonderful and safe New Year's if I don't talk to you. And I will see you soon.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.